From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Israel is again telling people living in the border regions of Gaza to leave their homes ahead of an anticipated Israeli military operation. The warning was issued after the militant group Hamas in Gaza refused to immediately accept a ceasefire proposal. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris says more.
The ceasefire proposed by Egypt never took hold. Israel stopped firing for a few hours Tuesday, but resumed airstrikes after rockets from Gaza continued to hit Israel. An Israeli citizen was killed by rocket fire Tuesday, the first in this conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel now has no choice but to, quote, broaden and intensify its military operations. Troops are poised on the border for a possible ground war, but there's debate in Israel over the next steps. Hamas, meanwhile, has said it wants a ceasefire to include Israeli guarantees to improve daily life for Palestinians in Gaza. Close to 200 Palestinians in Gaza have been killed in this conflict so far. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
The House has passed a short-term fix to the Federal Highway Construction Program. NPR's Esfi Date reports the bill keeps the Highway Trust Fund going through next spring. It would prevent hundreds of road projects around the country from slowing down or shutting down.
The bill moves $11 billion into the Highway Trust Fund. The money comes from a fund for leaking storage tanks, from an extension of customs fees, and from a change to pension rules that allows the government to collect more taxes now rather than in later years. Critics say that amounts to borrowing from future tax revenues to pay for just 10 months of the highway fund. But House Speaker John Boehner calls the proposal a solid piece of legislation.
These are difficult decisions in difficult times in an election year, but it's important we find a solution.
The Senate plans to approve a similar $11 billion package in the coming days. Leaders in both chambers plan to pass a final compromise before leaving for their month-long recess in August. Esfi Date, NPR News, the Capitol.
Officials in California say they're now poised to put in place mandatory water use restrictions. That's after efforts to deal with voluntary usage cutbacks appear to have failed as the state experiences one of its worst droughts on record. Under the proposal, local water agencies would have the authority to fine violators up to $500 for using water to hose down driveways or sidewalks or other activities deemed to be wasteful. Commerce Department says retail sales were up just 0.2% last month, held back in part because of a steep decline in sales at building and garden supply stores. Sales were also down at restaurants and auto dealers. Scott Brown is chief economist at Raymond James & Associates.
You do get aggregate gains in consumer spending because you are adding jobs at a pretty good pace right now. But we'd really like to see the wage numbers starting to increase for the typical worker.
Retail sales are closely watched by economists, and spending by consumers drives roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 5 points. This is NPR. In Moscow, officials are ruling out terrorism as the cause of a subway crash that left at least 21 people dead and more than 130 others injured today. More than 1,100 people had to be evacuated from the train after it derailed between two stations, leaving passengers trapped, some for nearly 12 hours. Officials initially blamed a power surge for the crash, but now say they're not sure what caused the train to stop abruptly. The station near where the derailment took place is the deepest in Moscow, some 275 feet below ground. Pope Francis is calling for urgent measures to protect minors traveling on their own from Latin America to the U.S. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports the statement came as U.S. officials are coping with rising numbers of unaccompanied minors trying to enter the U.S.
In a letter to a Vatican migration conference underway in Mexico, Pope Francis spoke of the tens of thousands of children who are emigrating alone, unaccompanied, to flee poverty and violence. He said this humanitarian emergency requires, first of all, that these minors be protected and taken in. The Pope also stressed the issue of human rights, saying many of these migrants' rights are violated. They are obliged to separate from their families and unfortunately continue to be the subject of racist and xenophobic attitudes. Pope Francis has made the plight of migrants one of the key issues of his papacy. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Major U.S. food producers and other companies that use large amounts of sugar are calling on U.S. regulators to reject pressure to negotiate a trade deal with Mexico in an effort to end a dispute over allegations of cheap sweetener imports coming in from across the border. Letters sent to trade officials, the company say any move to restrict the imports could prompt retaliation from Mexico and other areas of trade. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.